tugging your body that makes me tickle your back with my fingers. As you walk by, all I want is to send those tingly feelings further down your spine as my fingertips play with your nerves like they're some instrument. And I want their response to be heard resounding in the room, pulsating with heat. It's the vulnerability of your neck that makes me nibble, makes me bite and tease, makes me plant kisses up your ear and tell you through my whispers to be a good girl for me, reminding you who your body belongs to. I want my words to reach down your neck, through your body, and make your nipples stiffen up and get you to squirm with lust between your legs. It's the way you lose control over yourself that makes my fingers reach your nipples and tease them, making little circles that close in further and further around their most sensitive parts. I feel them striking up and releasing as moans and gasps from your little mouth as I stand behind you, still nibbling your ear. The stiffness in my pants putting warm pressure on your ass at the same time. It's the way your pupils swell up to spears of unhinged lust from my hands stroking your neck as I turn you around, kissing your mouth, slowly inserting my tongue further into it with every new kiss, breathing out my carnal need to consume you right here and now, like an opium for the chills you put into play. I want my kisses to drown out all thought from your mind and replace them with that swelling, black, hollow neediness that makes you lean back and push my head into your neck, telling me to bite, to leave marks that will make you blush at work tomorrow. It's the way my shoulders withstand your arms as you raise yourself up against the wall, as my hands grab your ass to support the weight, as you wrap your legs around me, opening your body up, leaning back, grinding that small piece of fabric covering your pussy into the bulge of my pants. This is the only reason I work out and get stronger, to give you the stability to grind your body into mine, reach up to my face, bite my ear, and dig your nails into my back. It's the way your breathing intensifies as I move you, still lifting you to the bedroom, and throw you down, peeling the rest of your clothes as you play with my belt and sneak your hands under my shirt, taking care of my buttons one by one. The urgency in your movements once again flows up to those burning spears of blackness with a clear message. You want my flesh exposed and ready to be devoured, my hands firmly playing with your skin, breaking down its defenses. It's the flow of wetness between your legs that I want to increase so much when you push my head down and tell me with desperation to fucking eat you out already. I add a river of saliva from my lips and tongue, letting my fingers play with it as they enter you, adapting them to your G-spot like melted glass. Concentrated heat coming out as increased moans through your clenched teeth. It's the way I finally managed to turn you into a begging little puddle of submissiveness when I finally tease you with my cock right by the entrance to your pussy, putting it statically on your clit and just keeping it there. And you whimper and grunt out to me that I'm being unfair, that I know your weakness too well that I'll exploit them. In a sense of sadistic joy, I push inside you just a tiny inch, making you beg me for every little bit of my manhood to fill that void that I created for you. Once I'm completely inside of you, I'm still not content. You need to beg me to move too. And I keep you still on the bed with my firm hands and my weight pushed down on you. When I finally start thrusting, you're almost in tears, and that was my plan all along. It's the sweat, the fluids running from our bodies as we speed up that sticks us against each other, turning the bed sheets into a pool of humidity that needs to be thrown in the washing machine once this is over. I push my cock even deeper into you and start to rub your clit with one of my hands, slowly but surely intensifying every movement in my body until you explode in your first orgasm. I laugh with satisfaction as you grip my ass, as if to hold yourself in place through the agony. I laugh because we both know I'm not nearly done with you. I'm gonna keep this up with all my strength, making you come again and again, until I exhaust you to the point of barely being able to breathe. And it's the way I finally work myself up to come inside you while whispering once again, "Be a good girl for me. Let me come inside my good girl. Who does this pussy belong to? Who does this whole shivering body belong to? Who do your gasps, your moans, and your whimpers belong to?" That's right. They belong to me. My good girl belongs to me alone. Then you finally feel the ropes of cum releasing in firm twitches from my cock deep, deep inside you. You loose your breath and stare up at me with intensity as my body gives you a final orgasm, making you collapse from exhaustion in my arms. And it's the laughs and giggles that come out through your body as we shower the sex off each other, remake the bed together, and finally lay down and pass out from the workout. It's all of that that makes you deserving of so much more. Who knows if I'll ever be able to give you all that you actually deserve. But I know one thing. I'm gonna keep trying. Every single day. And I'll never give up. Because you deserve more than any man could ever give you.